It's 7 trivia questions on the 7 wonders of the ancient world for Patreon subscriber Douglas French. This is Trivia with Buds. Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out the show. Today, we have a great, quick little episode for you on the 7 wonders of the ancient world as picked by Patreon subscriber Douglas French. He asked for this topic back in April, and I'm just getting to it now. So thanks for bearing with me, Doug. Before we get to that, since it is kind of a shorter episode, I thought I'd do 6 additional true or false questions from a card game that I have called Big Brainiacs and Little Brainiacs. So here are 6 true-false questions for you to kind of warm yourself up with. Number 1, Louise Hornby is the real name of Twiggy, the English model famed in the 1960s. Is that true or false? That is false. Her birth name was Leslie Hornby, and that is a sentence that I know nothing about. I've never heard of any of those things. And I will continue to not research who Twiggy is. Number 2, in Canada, RCMP stands for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Is that true or false? That is false. It is the Royal Canadian Mounted Police because they are Mounties, right? They're on horseback with their mounting of things. Number 3, the longest river in the UK is the River Severn. That true or false? The longest river in the UK is the River Severn. That is true. The Severn is longer than the Thames by about 5 miles, just a little bit longer. Number 4, Joe Pesci won an Oscar for his part in the film Raging Bull. True or false? That is false. The film won 2 Oscars, Best Film and Best Actor, for Robert De Niro's role as Jake LaMotta. LaMotta? Number 5, Dalmatian dogs have pure white coats when they are born. Is that true or false? That is true. Their spots don't appear until after the first few weeks of their lives. And that's not accurate, I don't think, in the 101 Dalmatians animated movie, right? They come out with spots, I'm pretty sure, unless I'm mistaken. Number 6, Romanian communist leader Nicolae... We might just skip this question. Romanian communist leader Nicolae, I couldn't even begin to pronounce this. C-E-A-U-S-E-S-C-U? Kauskau? Kauskau? We'll just say something like that. And his wife were killed on Christmas Day, 1989. True or false? That's true. They were shot by a firing squad after being charged with genocide and many other crimes. What a downer to leave this nice little intro of true-false questions on, but hey, that's how the world goes. And speaking of the world, we have 7 wonders of the ancient world. There are 7 questions on these. This is for Douglas French. We're going to jump into these questions right about now to see how much you know about these 7 wonders. Here we go. 7 wonders of the ancient world trivia has begun. Question number 1, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon are in what present-day country? Number 1, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon are in what present-day country? Number 1. Question number 2, which of the 7 wonders of the ancient world is the only one that still exists today? Number 2, which of the 7 wonders of the ancient world is the only one that still exists today? Number 2. Question number 3, one of the wonders is the Temple of Artemis. Name any one of the 4 things Artemis was the goddess of. Number 3, name any one of the 4 things that Artemis was the goddess of. Question number 4, what 7-letter named sculptor made the statue of Zeus at Olympia? Number 4, what 7-letter named sculptor made the statue of Zeus at Olympia? Number 4. Question number 5, what natural disaster caused huge damage to the Colossus of Rhodes after it stood tall for 54 years? Number 5, which natural disaster caused huge damage to the Colossus of Rhodes after it stood tall for 54 years? Question number 6, what was the last standing of the other 6 wonders of the world? Number 6, what was the last standing of the other 6 wonders? And question number 7, how tall was the Lighthouse of Alexandria estimated to be? 150 feet, 250 feet, or 330 feet? Was it pretty tall, a little bit taller, or real tall? Number 7, how tall was the Lighthouse of Alexandria? 150, 250, or 330 in terms of feet? Those are your questions for the 7 Wonders of the World. Doug, I hope you got all 7 correct. We'll be right back in a second with the answers to see how you did. We are back with the 7 Wonders of the Ancient World trivia. Let's see if you got all 7. Number 1, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon are in what present-day country? That would be Iraq. Number 1, Iraq is home of what is left of those Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Number 2, which of the 7 wonders of the ancient world is the only one that still exists? That would be the Great Pyramid of Giza. A lot of natural disasters and just time has destroyed most of these. Number 3, one of the wonders is the Temple of Artemis. Name any of the 4 things Artemis was the goddess of. You could have said she was the goddess of hunt or hunting, forest and the hills, archery and the moon. Any of those 4 would have worked, or all 4, if you happen to know all 4. Hunting, forest and hills, archery, and the moon. Number 4, what 7-letter named sculptor made the statue of Zeus at Olympia? That was an acclaimed sculptor named Phidias. Phidias, also different spelling in different contexts, but that's the one I saw. Number 5, what natural disaster caused huge damage to the Colossus of Rhodes after it stood for 54 years? It was a good old-fashioned earthquake. Earthquake caused that thing to come down in big chunks. Number 6, what was the last standing of the other 6 wonders? That would be the mausoleum at Halicarnassus. Halicarnassus, something like that. Number 6, the mausoleum at Halicarnassus. And number 7, how tall was the Lighthouse of Alexandria estimated to be? 150 feet, 250 feet, or 330 feet? The answer was 330 feet, the tallest of those 3 options for that lighthouse. And those are your answers to the 7 questions on the 7 wonders of the ancient world today. Thanks for playing along. Hope you had fun figuring out those clues and writing down your answers or yelling them out or whatever you do. I love how you play the show. You can make it your own. And if you write down your answers, send me a picture of your scorecard. I always like seeing those, and I like to repost them on Instagram stories and things like that. If you want to follow me online, I'm at Ryan Buds on just about everything. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, etc. And if you want to drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com anytime. Always looking for content if you have ideas for future episodes of the show. And if you want to send me some questions or themes or topics, that would be awesome too. If you can, go over to iTunes and leave us a quick review on what you like about the show. Leave us a review and email me and tell me you did that, and I'll send you some cool stuff in the mail. I just got 1,000 new stickers printed with the orange podcast logo. I used to have the blue ones, and I ran out, so now I ordered some orange ones for this next year, and I can send you one of those for leaving a review. If you want a sticker, just leave a review and let me know. RyanBuds@gmail.com. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What film had a fictional band called the Oneaters and later the Wonders? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was mopping floors for the job that Channing Tatum had to do in the movie Step Up for his community service before he started dancing. And your trivia team name of the day is Humpty Dumpty Sat on His Balls. Humpty Dumpty Sat on His Balls. Use that next time you play trivia. Check out Funky Monkey Designs at fmdesignsinc.com for all your printing needs. And check out Skilly World, a brand new real world, real trivia, real money app available on the App Store and at skillyworld.com. If you like trivia, go give it a try. First game is free if you have never played before. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.